As the Browns continue preparations for the New York Jets, there are some notable injuries as the team heads into practice today. Here's head coach Rob Chizinski with more.
Okay, good morning. We'll get started. Our coaches and players are busy preparing for the Jets game. We're very focused on these last 2 weeks of the season, and we want to close out this season the right way. We're committed to doing everything we can to get prepared to win these next two games. And obviously that starts this week with the Jets. They're a very solid team, a lot of respect for their coaching staff. As you look at them on tape, offensively, very versatile with big play potential. Their quarterback, Geno Smith, is a young, talented player who we had a chance to take a look at and get to know before the draft. Developing and he's very athletic and has a big arm in their offense and the things that he does there. Ivory and Powell are two very good runners. They complement each other. Ivory's very physical player, and Powell is one of their guys that's getting a lot of balls and catching a lot of balls, and they're a good 1-2 punch for them. Skill player-wise, Santonio Holmes and Curley playing in the slot are two very good players and very good receivers, have been for a long time. And David Nelson also is playing there. And Winslow, as we know and that we do know, is still plugging along and playing and catching passes and doing a good job for him. And Jeff Cumberland's a younger guy who's got some reps this season and shown very well. Their offensive line is very solid. It's a good physical group. They run the ball very well and do a good job up front. Defensively, they have an outstanding defense, play the multiple fronts, pressure packages. Their front seven, there's a lot of playmakers. Wilkinson and Richardson are two young, very impressive guys that can be dominant players and are shown to be dominant players in this league. I think David Harris, I have a lot of respect for as an inside linebacker, very active, and does a lot for their defense in getting them going. Outside linebackers, Pace and Copels, both are really good rush guys and productive and bringing pressure off the edge. And then secondary-wise, Cromartie and then Milner, one of the top picks in the draft last season, those guys are playing at their corner position. Ed Reed, one of the best ever to play at that position, at safety, and then Landry's the other safety. And so those are good players in the back end. Their special teams are a real solid unit, and their kicker, Nick Folk, is an outstanding kicker and has been for this season and done a nice job for him. So that'll be a big challenge for us again in getting ready to play and going through that process. And our guys will be excited and ready to play. We're traveling to New York, and we'll be ready for the game. I'll take questions now.
What's the latest on Joe Haden?
Yeah, let me give you an injury update. Joe Haden, he will not practice today. But again, it'll be a day-to-day, and we'll see how he progresses as the week goes on. Jordan Cameron will not practice today. He came in on Monday, and he's in the concussion protocol for this week. So we'll see how that goes as the week progresses. Greco and Smith will not practice today, and we'll see as the week goes on how they do. McGahee's been cleared and cleared to practice and play. So he'll practice today. That's all I have as far as the injury updates.
Any specifics on when Cameron got hurt, Chad, or was he just symptomatic after the game?
He was. He didn't report until Monday, so it was maybe late in the game, but not sure exactly the play.
He's been on the field for almost every snap this season for you. What would you do if he's not able to go?
We have some other guys. Gary Barnage has played a lot of snaps. Marquise Gray, he'll have a good opportunity, and it's good from a timing standpoint. This last week was really the first time Marquise has been 100% since he was injured back before the bye week. So, he'll get an opportunity. And Kevon Milton as well is another guy that we have at that position.
Without Jordan, can you just talk about the contributions that he's been able to make and some of the big games that he's had this year so far?
Yeah, like I've said many times, really pleased with how he's jumped out and improved in such a short amount of time. He's proved to be a consistent playmaker and really done a nice job, catching the ball, learning the game, getting open, understanding the nuances of that position and you know, the versatility that you need in that position, and has grown as a blocker as well.
You made a lot of moves at the bottom of the roster in the last couple of weeks. How has that affected the special coverage on special teams?
Yeah, I don't know that it's affected that. Those guys that have come in have picked things up fairly quickly. There's always some things in terms of continuity and those type of things, but I don't see that it's really affected us that much.
You've said a number of times, and kind of in an emphatic tone, that things will get better. You know, your fan base at this point has been looking to the future for a couple of games now. But when you say that, and when you're emphatic about it, why do you think it will get better? What are the reasons it will get better?
Yeah, I said all along, I believe in our plan that we have, and that's a long-term plan for sustained success. I see progress, and, although the outcomes and the wins and the losses aren't where I or anybody else wants them to be, I see the progress, and it's internal progress. It's the things in developing what I believe a backbone for success and future success. And, I've seen player development. I've seen growth from them in our system and systems. And, those things give me the feeling of excitement, hope for the future. And, I believe we will win here, and we have the right people. I think that, the group with Jimmy and his commitment, Joe Banner, his commitment to what we're doing, I feel our best days are ahead of us, and it is a bright future here in Cleveland.
When you say future, I'll just put it out this way. In a league where turnarounds can and do happen overnight in some cases, but would you be willing to say that this can and should be a playoff-style team next year?
I don't think you can make those type of predictions that early. Our goal is always to win. Our goal is always going to be to win a championship. Our goal is always going to be to make the playoffs. As far as expectations, as I mentioned, the things that I expect are to see us working and moving in that direction and making the progress that I know needs to be done in order to get to those points and being able to do that.
Could you give a couple examples or three, however many you want to, of players who have captured your imagination and have been inspirational and have been the kinds of guys, examples of guys who you can go forward with and into the plan of winning?
Well, I'll give you some examples of guys I think that have jumped out this season, have developed, have come out of nowhere, to have the types of seasons they are or see the progress they are. And I think the obvious ones you guys see and have seen in Josh Gordon, who's come a long way. And, I think a Jordan Cameron is another great example. When I think of Tashaun Gibson is another example of guys who really came from not having played or not having played much to, being in the forefront and really seeing a bright future for those young guys. And there's a lot of guys who, you may not see jumping out the flashy type plays. Some of those guys like a Josh Aubrey, for example, or a Jordan Poyer, for example, those type of guys who I've seen a lot of improvement with and I think, have good futures as well. I can give a lot more examples and we can go on and on and on. But those are the things that I see, and those are some of the guys that I see even behind the scenes that you see that type of growth with.
Do you see Gibson, the similarity between Gibson and Ward's game? I mean, do they play a similar game as opposed to ones that him being more of a traditional free safety?
Yeah, we need both of our guys to be able to function as both, and I think that their versatility is good in that way that you'll see, TJ can cover guys and has covered guys, is down in the box, he plays deep, And we've done the same thing with Tashaun. So that's an important ability, or is that versatility for those guys to play. Style-wise, you know, physical makeup, those things are the obvious differences. But I think that, you know, with that combination of those two guys, you know, they've done a nice job this season.
See Geno Smith, and what did you like about him in the draft? And the follow-up to that would be, it's such a quarterback needy league. How did he end up going all the way to the second round when a lot of people thought he'd go in the first?
You know, it's tough to say, and it's tough to speak to other people and where their draft boards are, and what happens during the course of the draft. You know, we went down and spent time with Geno. I really like him as a person. I really like him as a player. He has a lot of things that he can do and do well, and it's a process for young quarterbacks to go through, and that's what he's in the middle of that process right now of learning and working and working to get better. You don't know until time how that's going to end. You know, it takes time to find that out. You know, for us in our situation where we were, we were happy with Barkevious and what he's been able to do and the direction he's going.
Have you an update on Desmond Bryant as far as we know he had a procedure? Have you guys talked to him? How's he doing? And was he ever the same player after that first health scare after the Buffalo game?
Yeah, you know, I have talked to Desmond, and I've seen him a number of times afterwards. He's doing fine, and he's excited because – you know, it was something, obviously, that was on his mind and he was concerned about, but it's past him, you know, now with that procedure being done, and he's expecting to be back 100% and better than ever. And, you know, so from a mental standpoint, did that affect him? I know he was concerned about it, so maybe it did. I don't know. I can't say that. Just telling the pep in his step, he's excited about the future right now.
From a coach's standpoint, did you see the same player from games 6 through whatever 11 that you saw in the first 5 games?
Yeah, you know, I think that we saw signs of that. You know, I know he was battling some nagging injuries as well, so some of that, you know, I know plays into it. You know, again, I'm just excited about him getting back and being full speed and getting going again because he's another guy with a bright future.
A couple more questions, please.
You guys brought this to Nelson in, and you waited forever. And finally got in that last preseason game. And then it just seemed abruptly he was gone. Was that too much haste in making that decision? And what do you see of him on film now, David Nelson?
Well, those are always tough decisions down at the very end, and we just didn't have a lot of time. He missed a lot of training camp, so it was difficult, a difficult decision. I really like David as a person. And, you know, certainly he's been able to get back into it and being able to play. So I'm happy from that standpoint that for him personally that he's been able to do that. But those are the types of decisions when it comes down to that point of, you know, who you have, are they ready to play right away in games early in the season? And then the rest of the roster you're trying to balance with all those things.
How impressive have you been with Sheldon Richardson?
He's very impressive. He has a great combination of athleticism, quickness, and strength and power. And he's played very well this season. And he was obviously one of the top guys coming out as well that a lot of people had rated very high. And he's lived up to that and then some.
Last question, please.
Mitchell Schwartz, where is his game? I mean, he seems like he's had kind of an up-and-down season. Where do you see him as his second year's about to end?
Yeah, I think he's, he's struggled. At times he's done well. And some of those things you expect with a young player. I think he's battled through some nagging-type injuries that may have affected him or have affected him. And, you know, I think that, you know, he's a guy we need to continue to look at and continue to coach. And, you know, he's smart. He understands things. And he's the type of guy who gets better the more reps and the more he plays.